To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Tuesday, news listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 2nd of August, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Seems Apple Pay might be making its way out of Safari in iOS 16. That's right, it might finally be compatible with, say, Microsoft Edge, Google Chrome, even Mozilla's Firefox. At least according to Steve Moser over there at Mac Rumors. He actually shared his findings on Twitter, showing off screenshots, in particular using Chrome, with that screenshot actually indicating continue with Apple Pay. As most Apple users know, Apple Pay only works on Safari and iOS 15 and older. So if you have any other default browser other than so, Apple Pay is not there for you. Now, one has to wonder why the sudden change of heart, Apple? Well, it might have a lot to do with the European Union. In case you haven't heard, they're planning on to crack down on big tech's anti-competitive practices. And Apple's pretty much at the top of their list. Regardless, it'll be the consumer that wins in the end, so hopefully these rumors will be true. Are you a paying Spotify customer? Well, this is just going to make you go, yay. Literally about that much excitement. But apparently Spotify's paying customers will soon get separate play and shuffle buttons.
Wow.
Yeah, Spotify figured we got to keep them separated, but only for premium subscribers. This was announced yesterday by the company of rolling out these individual buttons for two functions, completely replacing the combined play and shuffle button. Now, this new change will allow you to choose the mode you prefer, whether you just love a shuffle up mix or actually want to go old school and listen to a full album. Now, the change, not coming today, unfortunately. According to Spotify, the change will be hitting Android and iOS devices in the coming weeks. Discord users on Android. Not everything's really up to date for you, is it? Yeah, it's been told time and time again that Discord, most of the new updates and features, go to iOS first, and then kind of trickle their way down to Android. Well, that's all changing in the coming weeks. Yep, that's right, new features and updates will arrive at exactly the same time on iOS and its desktop as it will for Android users. This is happening because Discord is switching from React Native for its Android app, which will now allow the company to roll out new features across every platform. Now, those of you unfamiliar with React Native, it's actually used on many popular mobile apps. In fact, you probably got a lot of them on your phone right now. Instagram, Shopify, Tesla even. Heck, even Microsoft Outlook. It will allow Discord to streamline and consolidate all of their processes, which in the end will help their engineers work more efficiently and push out updates more frequently. Now, the code base, no, not there yet. It's coming in the coming weeks. But from what we're hearing, it shouldn't be too much longer. Hopefully by next month, everything will be in sync. And finally, ooh, you in the U.S. can't wait for that Sega Genesis Mini 2? Well, you might have to. In fact, you may never get one, because apparently the console is going to be heavily allocated. Now, why say is Japan getting more units than, say, the U.S.? Well, you can blame it pretty much on the semiconductor shortage. Yep, it striked again. So if importing for our U.S. listeners is your only option, how much are you going to be spending? Well, we already know U.S. customers are expected to pay about $125 to import the console, and then you'll probably have $20+ shipping on top of that. Roughly, you're looking at about $145 to $150 for the thing. A far cry from that $80 what it used to be not so long ago. A story no one else is listening, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Show your support for the new show. We need it so we can stay on the air. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Also, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join the BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the new show.